Hey, everyone. Hey. It's your girl, Precious Williams, and this is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. I'm so excited for you all to be here. As you already know, I'm a three-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only series. Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook. And then Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. Now, why are we having this special episode today? One, I want to celebrate y'all. I want to celebrate y'all today. I'm not going to stay on too long, but I want to share with you why it's important. It's important to be an author. Why is this the best time? Why is it a big deal to be an author right now? You want to know the reason why? It's because people are hungry for it. Sometimes people don't want to sit on YouTube all day. Sometimes they want to read a good book. Sometimes they want to learn something about something they never knew anything about. Sometimes they want their mind expanded in a way that television and social media can't do it. So if you indulge me today, I want my office to show up and show out, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give y'all the platform to tell us about your books, right? And so for those of you who've never watched my show on LinkedIn, it's called Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master. I am Precious L. Williams. I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. I am a serial entrepreneur, an international professional speaker. I am a corporate trainer at some of the biggest tech companies, financial services companies, and real estate companies in the nation. Fortune 500. You know how we do at the top of it. I'm also a three-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only series. And for those of you who do not know, I have appeared on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, Black Enterprise, Essence Magazine. I have been a keynote speaker at events around the world. I was the keynote speaker at International Women's Day in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I've spoken in Australia, Milan, Italy. I have been blessed to speak all over the world. And I'm a little Black girl from St. Louis, Missouri. And again, y'all know how I love to say, I'm Black on both sides. Y'all know how we do. And so when I tell you National Book Lovers, it means a lot to me. One, because I never thought, when I was a little girl, I wanted to write the great American novel. But as I grew older, I never thought I could. I was great at speaking. And I met the incomparable Sharon Monet, hashtag Pen Legacy. She is my publisher, my book coach. She's someone who will get me right. And I want to share some great news with you all today as we get further into this. But today is about celebrating National Book Lovers Day. I want to celebrate the authors who people love. Like, I want to celebrate the books that people love. And I want you all, my authors, to come through. So today, right now, if you're an author, I want you to type in the comments your name. I want you to give the name of your book. And I want you to give the link to your book. We're going to talk more about it later, but I want people to understand that I roll with authors for real. And I'm a best-selling author, but even if I wasn't, I love that I've written 3 books in 3 years. And my fourth one is coming out next year. So I feel like every year, Sharon's going to tell me we're going to write a book every year. We're going to do that. Why is it important to be an author? Because it really sets you up for credibility. I'm going to be honest with y'all. When I started writing, I was like, I'm already a killer pitch master. Don't nobody need a book from me. Let me just tell you, I just got off the phone with an organization that works with differently abled people who are trying to break into media. For some of y'all, I'm different. Y'all don't know I'm differently abled. You just can't see my disability. And so to talk to this organization, they had already looked at my books. They've already reviewed me, and they want me to come in and give hope. But not only that, concrete pitching advice during their pitch competition. Think about that. When you make a name for yourself and people come to you with just opportunities, that's why it creates opportunities where there were none before. When I had no books, people either had to purchase my products and had to purchase my services. But what if they couldn't? A book, they can still get some of the best parts of me. And the title Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, I know it rubs some people the wrong way, but to my tribe, it was what they needed to hear. So if you're on right now, give me your name, the name of your book, and the link. And I'm going to share with you some great news. And I just want you all to know this is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. We come on every Sunday and we talk about new pitch tips, tricks, and techniques, communication skills, marketing, and branding, really getting yourselves out there. I don't know about any of you, but has anyone ever appeared in Forbes magazine with their book? Has anyone ever had a billboard in Times Square? Has anyone ever bought their books to speaking engagements and sold out of them? Has anyone ever included the books as a part of their speaking fee? You know, have you ever done that? And so you all know, I truly love being the killer pitch master. I help you what slay all competition. When I put my first book out, I didn't think anybody would buy it, y'all. I really didn't. I remember when Ty Goodwin, she called me, she said, hey, your book is number one on Amazon. I say, what? Jiggle who? We didn't have a marketing plan. We didn't have any of that. I was stunned and stayed number one hour after hour, I was stunned. And then we were in three different categories. Like I was so stunned and I will never forget that moment. And I called Sharon. I was like, we're number one. And he's like, you surprised? Really though? So today I want this to be interactive like every other time we get together. So I want to know for the authors, after you write your name of your book, and just give you your link. Don't give any talking about it because we're going to do that a little bit later. But I need the name of your book, and just the link, right? I want to know from my authors, why did you write your book in the first place? Why? What was so important that you had to get out of you to share with the world? Why? And as you all think about that, for the people who have never written a book, what do you want to write about and why? Okay, so y'all got some things to write. In the meantime, what I'd love for you all to do, if you're new to watching the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show, please consider taking my free quiz at pitchingforprofit.com. As a killer pitch master, a 13-time national elevator pitch champion, a serial entrepreneur, a corporate trainer, international professional speaker, and a best-selling author, I am a world-class master communicator. And I didn't get here by just shucking and jiving to get here. I did it because I have the talent. If you want to know how to pitch yourself to get the VIPs to notice you, if you want paid speaking engagement so you can be what? Booked at what? Blissful. If you want to be a corporate trainer, if you want to get media attention and you ain't got those big dollars for PR, please consider taking my free quiz at pitchingforprofit.com. Take my 6-question quiz called What's Your Next Pitch Power Play? Why is it called your next pitch power play? Because what you've been doing before may not have been successful. This will make you more successful when you know where you stand, right? So it will show you where you are and what you need to do moving forward, right? So if you want to take me up on my free quiz, when you take it and submit it, you'll get a free customized report that'll teach you how to start pitching better. So if you have a new book coming out, if you want to launch something, if you want to give birth to your next beautiful now, if you want to know how to get the where the money reside. Books have been such a blessing to me. In fact, I have a queen, my agent, and she got me booked with this big bank. And when I tell you she got me booked with a bank. She got me booked with a lot of different places. But in late September, I will be at a big conference, and they ordered a lot of my books for the attendees. And I'm so excited. So place the order today because I got the bill.com payment. What a money reside. Think about that. That's not something the New York Times can see, but they did it, right? And so I just want you all to know what you can do with a book, right? And in addition to me speaking, my books are going to be out there. I'm going to be able to talk about the things that I'm able to do. That's why a book is so important. You have a book, and I'm in business, right? So I want you all to know what it has done for me. I've sold more books than I ever thought even possible. My books are still selling 2 years after the fact. Y'all know they say the books, you got a good, 2-3 month window? It's been 2 years later, my books are still selling. Like it just came out. Think about that, y'all. You want to know why I wrote Bad Bitches and Power Pitches? This book was in my brain for 3 years before I wrote it. When I won the Black Enterprise National Elevator Pitch Championships on May 16, 2013, they called me a bad bitch on that stage. And backstage, they were saying all these things. And I'm all like, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And they were like, no, you smoked the company. You straight killed it. And, you know, when Robert Townsend, Five Heartbeats, and when MC Light gave me the title Killer Pitch Master, I was so stunned because I didn't even know how to live up to that. But as I went through my journey, as I went through the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur with Curvy Girls Lingerie, being on Shark Tank and everything like that, being a 13-time national champion, fighting against what I felt like was the world saying that I didn't look pretty enough, tall enough, skinny enough. How did I think that I was going to be successful? I'm not light-skinned. I ain't got a Brazilian butt lift, no six-pack abs. I don't have a Harvard, Yale, Stanford, or Columbia degree. I'm barking in a basement. And, you know, what I wanted to write was a book that really taught women, because men read this book and they love it too, but I really wanted women who often felt like their confidence was shaken, whether you were at the top of the food chain or at the bottom, to know that all of our perceived flaws are our secret weapon. And so once you learn, there's seven branding bitches that I wanted to share with y'all. The first one, the unstoppable bitch. Do you fit the, in reading this book, it's about the psychology of pitching. So in the psychology of pitching, there are seven different branding bitches. You might find yourself in one or two, but when you start to realize who you are, my second book takes off from the perspective of we got prompts to write the best pitches for you. Not everybody else. Now, so you sound like everybody else, but like you. So the seven branding bitches are the unstoppable bitch, the power bitch, the creative bitch, the funny bitch, the mysterious bitch, the flawed bitch, the numbers bitch. I hope I put in there the power bitch. There's seven of them. What I learned in all of my competitions is that my competitors fell into seven categories. I know I'm the unstoppable bitch. It don't matter what you do to me. I'm going to keep coming at you. I'm going to come hard at you. I'm going to come hard. I'm going to come so hard. You ain't even ready for a sister. I'm coming hard. But I'm also deeply flawed. So I've made every mistake in the book. I've trusted the wrong people. I've done things I've not been proud of. And even though I am deeply flawed, I'm beautifully human. And so if I can make it with all the mistakes I've made, with people throwing my mistakes in my face, saying I'm never going to be good enough. I got kicked out of Georgetown University Law Center. My parents didn't want me. I'm from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. But look at me now, all the way up, because I'm unstoppable, but I'm flawed, and I still did it anyway, right? And so part of this is to show women that I don't care where you are in your journey, you can do it. Take your perceived flaws and make them your secret weapon. You can create the type of pitches that attract your ideal clients, and you can bait, attract, and close with ease. Do you hear me though? Why did I write this book? Because I needed this book when I came out of homelessness, when I came out of severe alcohol addiction, and I thought everything was over. I wrote this book as I was making my climb to where I am today. So if you've ever felt down and you need a pick me up, or you really want to figure out how do you pitch yourself to the right people that are attracted to the tribe that fits your vibe, this is the book for you. Why did I write Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook? Because once you understand who you are, you need prompts to show you how to write the perfect pitch for you. You need this, right? And then finally, once you understand the pitching game, you want people to pitch for you. So this book, Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook, was written to help you get other people to pitch you in spaces you didn't even know existed. Do y'all know, I remember when I spoke at the Intuit QuickBooks conference in San Jose, California. And when I tell you, I've been to a lot of conferences, I've been red carpet, all that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you, the Intuit QuickBooks conference, here I am, I'm not an accountant, I'm none of those things. But I walked in there, I took that stage by storm, and they haven't forgotten it yet. And San Jose, that whole, it was like the whole city was around the Intuit QuickBooks conference. It was like everything. When I was at the airport, they took us in a special shuttle to our hotels. And then right across the street was the thing. It was so amazing. So I want you all to know, I never thought I'd be at Intuit QuickBooks. I never thought I'd be in Microsoft, LinkedIn, Google. I never thought I'd speak for the Federal Reserve Bank. I never thought that I'd have a government buy my books. That's what I'm telling you. It's National Book Lovers Day. I love that my books are still selling and that people love my books to this day. And so while y'all are coming up with telling the audience why they should buy your books, let me share something with y'all. So if you've ever wondered, do I really buy people's books? Let me just drop a little tea on you. I'm going to share with y'all some of the books I bought this year. Not every book, But this book is called Reroute. Reroute. It's by Geraldine Noemis Diaz. This queen, I bought three of her books. I tried about three to give away to my peeps. Reroute. And this is for the young people who, you know, need a postgraduate guide to success. So if you have recent college grads or those who are in transition and they're young, it's a great book written by someone who went through the process and can share with them. Queen, I want you to know I got your book. I bought this book, Exit Rich, by Michelle Seeler Tucker and Sharon Lecter. The 6P method to sell your business for a huge profit. Because we never think about it when we start our companies that we're going to exit. But this gives you great tips on how to exit rich, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You done built your empire. You know, you might have more empires to be. But I think this is a dope book, Exit Rich. Now we have How to Find and Love Your Small Space. Outfit your small gourmet kitchen. Finish your amazing space with wellness colors and store all your stuff. By C. Ruth McBee Uricha. Yeah, so y'all know how we do. This, listen, y'all know I don't know how to design. I don't know how to put stuff together. But I wanted to make my space, even though this isn't a small apartment, there's some small spaces. I need to get it right. So you know how to support the queen. Spark. Unlock and unblock your shine potential. From the creator of the Shine Scale, AJ Sarcion. Telling you. And y'all know, one of the things that I think that we all struggle with is when you lose your spark or you're tired of fighting what you feel like is the world, your family, friends who say you can't do it. I want you all to find your spark again. It's there. It's there. And sometimes you got to remember your why no matter what. And even if your why has changed, keep going. And you definitely want to have the accompaniment. My queen, Laura D. Harver, wrote this. It's called Journey to Love. And it's a great, you know, devotional and reflective journal collection. I got the first volume. And then I even bought the accompanying candle. Yo, that candle ain't no more. Y'all, it was 80 hours of just giving me life. And, you know, the journey to love, not just the journey with others, but the journey within. It has taken me 42 years to be in love with Precious. You know, toothless aggression and all. Thank you, Laura D. Harver. You are a wonderful queen. And it's an honor. My queen, Kenyatta Gray, she wrote Motherless. I had to get this book because my grandmother has been dead 21 years. I don't have a relationship with my mother. And Kenyatta and I have sat and spoken about things. And I knew when this came out, I had to get it. When I got it in the mail from Amazon Prime, I was on the subway and I was just taking pictures. I said, you know, I'm reading this while I'm on the subway. I support my peeps. I support. And book makes me cry. You know what I mean? And for a lot of us, we don't have our mothers or motherly figure. And it's great to have this book. Shout out to my hashtag Pen Legacy sister. I love you. And I told you I can't show y'all every book that I bought this year because there's so many of them. But I also want to share with y'all Andrew Frazier. This guy right here, he has the Small Business Pro University. I met him years ago when I had Curvy Girls years ago. And he's like that CFO that you need that is going to look at your numbers and books and get all into it and make you see things you never saw, what you should be paying attention to. So the Masterpreneur Playbook, this is a great book for understanding your numbers. And then this book, Running Your Small Business Like a Pro. I literally am being coached by this man to go through my books and understand it. He is wonderful. His name is Andrew Frazier. Listen, I got all three of his books. And it's definitely changing the way I look at my business. And it's a lot to go through. And it's like, okay, you know, you could be making money and losing money and not even know it. You could be making money and spending it ridiculously. You could be spending money on advertising and marketing and there's no return, but you're focused on other things. These books will get you right. Do you hear me though? So I can't show y'all every book, man. I probably done bought like, I don't know, 100 books already. I also, my friend Kim Manning, I bought her three of her books. And wait. I'm just looking around because I know I have them all spread out somewhere. Kim, drop that tea on them, Queen. I'm going to go and see what everybody else is saying. But I just want you all to know that please support your authors. It's National Book Lovers Month. If you see someone here and you see their link, please consider purchasing. Please consider shouting them out and writing a testimonial. We need that. But like I said, everybody, I wanted to provide authors with an opportunity to share their books, why we should buy them, to pitch to you all. And I think it's just great. Finally, I want to share with you all some great news, right, about National Book Lovers Day. So for those of you who do not know, my first book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, is a book of the four-time book of the year finalist, nonfiction, sales, business, and economics. Today, I got an email from one of the awards that I was a finalist for. And when I tell you, they literally wrote some things that totally blew me away. So I want to share this with you all. Because when we write our books, I still know it needs to be promoted. And so entering awards and having people really look at your book means a lot, because you have a lot of other eyes on you. People can write reviews. It can go out to, like, Publishers Weekly wrote a review on my book, A in every part of it. Think about that, y'all. I wrote a book and I had the greatest around me, but I didn't think that this would happen. But that, here's my specific feedback. Title, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only, author Precious L. Williams. Star rating, 4 out of 5 stars. Number of readers, 17. Stats, editing, 10 out of 10. Writing style, 9 out of 10. What? Content, 7 out of 10. Cover, 8 out of 10. Of the 17 readers, 15 would read another book by this author. 13 thought the cover was good or excellent. 17 felt it was easy to follow. 15 would recommend this book to another reader to try. Of all the readers, 7 felt that the author's strongest skill was subject knowledge. Of all the readers, 5 felt the author's strongest skill was writing style. Of all the readers, 5 felt that the author's strongest skill was clarity of message. 17 felt that the pacing was good. That means all of them, good or excellent. 15 thought the author understood the readership and what they wanted. Readers' comments. Let's shout out. This author is fab. She tells it the way it is, helpful to all women in the workplace. Female reader, age 37. I think if someone wanted to come up with a memorable pitch, this book would be invaluable. Fun, interesting, and packed full of small and helpful tips. This is excellent. Female reader, age 29. What I love most about this book was the feeling that the author really wants us to go out there and be the best we can be. Informative, but also superb for self-confidence. Female reader, age 44. And although the book is rather short, it is an interesting read. The writing style is informal and easy to follow, and there's plenty of energy. Y'all know how we do. Shots fired. It's not particularly long, but it's more of a you can do it sort of book. I rather enjoyed it. Female reader, age 43. To sum it up, informative with a punchy writing style, a finalist, and highly recommended. So that's the good news here. Second good news is I completed the Microsoft Certification Partner Program today. So I'm actually listed internally at Microsoft for different projects and everything. So I'm very excited about that. Finally, Tap In Magazine is featuring me as an August cover girl, and it debuts this week. I was selected as a speaker for the Yelp Black in Business Conference. I am speaking at Chief this month, Farmers State Bank. I am speaking at a lot of different places this virtually. And the next month, if everything goes according to plan, I'll be flying out a lot, right? This week, I was supposed to fly out to Salt Lake City to speak and also be a part of the America's Real Deal conference in Salt Lake City. However, with the fires, it has stopped things. So I had to cancel everything because the conference was canceled, there, you can't breathe there. So when I tell you that things will happen, but the great thing is the books are still selling. So I want to share that with all of you today. Again, this is National Book Lovers Day. I want to thank you all for being here. Let's see what the audience is saying before we go. I really want to thank you all for showing up for National Book Lovers Day. It's not easy to write a book. It's not easy to write a best-selling book. It's not easy to get people to buy your book. And so if I can in some small way help others sell their books, I will, because I know how hard it is when you don't have a Penguin, a Random House, or any of those big machines. So please consider supporting people who really want you to learn something. Consider it. Please keep coming back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. Let's give a shout out and a clap to all of our authors. Thank you all for showing up today. I love you all. My name is Precious Williams. I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. And my show is Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master. We go hard on pitching, branding, marketing, and sales. I am the Killer Pitch Master. I will help you what slay all competition. If you're ready to just give birth to your next beautiful now, come check me out, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. It's been a wonderful night, everybody. I love you all. Have a wonderful night. Take care. Mwah. Bye.